Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. Let me stop that, because that thing too slow. You know? Let me get on. I don't know if y'all can hear my background, but you know, hey, I'm lit up in there. You hear me? You know what I'm saying? So, this is your boy, Uncle Leroy Jr. You hear me? I might be your uncle, but I ain't that uncle. So, hey, this is me kicking it live, you hear me, on Friday. I'm running a little late, but it's all good. It ain't when you enter the building, it's how you enter the building, you hear me? So, you know, strap up and, you know what I'm saying, buckle up. We're going to have a pretty good show this week, tonight, you know what I'm saying? So, we're going to start this thing off saying, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's, and whatever else anyone else may celebrate. But, man, this year went by so fast. It's about to be 2018. It felt like 2016 just ended and 2017 started. So, I don't know what's been going on this year, you know, for y'all, but it's been full of blessings. And, you know, I wish blessings for everyone in 2018. But, man, you know, let's just shine a spotlight on the group. You know what I'm saying? I'm still bucked up over fantasy. But it's the Facebook group, Sports Talk with Friends. You know, look us up if you haven't joined the group. Join a group. If you're in a group, you haven't said nothing, you know, say something. Let someone know who you are, what team you represent. But do appreciate, you know, y'all actually being a part of the group. Big ups to y'all. You know, big ups to the listeners, you know, sports talkers. Say something, holler back, you know, post in a group, join a group. Once again, it's the Facebook group, Sports Talk with Friends. Look us up, join a group. But, hey, this ends the NBA fantasy football year. So just like in the beginning of the year, every commissioner enjoys the start of the year. And ironically, we enjoy the end because, you know, hey, you know, that piece is already done. That headache is gone. You know, dues paid out. You know, everyone's happy. You know, congratulations. See everyone next year. On to the next one. But, man, this was a great year. We had like four leagues. So this was the first time we ever actually did that. So, you know, big up to everyone that joined. You know, I do appreciate it. League staff appreciate you all participating and look forward into next year. So next year, a lot of things are going to be different, but especially with the payment. There is no more you get paid if you play. I mean, if you pay. It's you pay or you don't play, period. Watch it. You pay or you don't play, period. That's how we going moving forward. But big ups to our 2017 winners. So the first one is Mayhem, Team Mayhem in the big league. I don't know if this guy got a rabbit foot or something, but this is the first time this ever been done. He's a back-to-back like Drake. You hear me? Back-to-back. I need that drop. Back-to-back like Drake, this is second time in a row winning the league. So that was kind of, you know, I was feeling some type of way, but big ups to him, you know, double salute. But I also got to give props to that dang rookie. Who's that man's mama, a.k.a. that damn rookie. He came into the big league and made a name for himself. So, hey, y'all big leaguers, you know, salute when you see the general. You know, he's coming through. He did a lot. He actually beat me, which I didn't appreciate. But, hey, I'm going to see him next year. And while I'm talking about this big league, a lot of people won't be back in the big league. So that's going to be shuffled up. It's been a lot of, you know, that's the league that I actually started with. So a lot of the people who's in there been in there for a while, but I look forward to big things in 2018. So just remember that the big league is the only league that's by invitation only. So be on the lookout for that invitation. So our junior league winner is the champ is here. Man, I know No one else felt better that night than the champ is here, because he's waited 2 years to say that. That's my dog, CJ Grand Fam. You know, New Orleans fam. It's all good, fam. CJ, he came in the league. He came last year and fell short in the Super Bowl. So big ups to him, because he was counted out, and it's all about the shake back. He shook back and won it. So you're going to have to, when you listen to this podcast show, we're going to have to get an interview and let us know how you spent that money, what you did. But we're going to move on to our minor league champ, Gotham Coach, who also fell short in the Super Bowl, I think, or actually I'm going to just say in the playoffs last year, and we all know who won the minor league last year. It's Team Victoria's Secret, coached by Joy and Emmett. So we also got a D League, a development league, which is newly added for 2017. And the winner of that league is the antagonist, well, Team Antagonist, coached by Corey. So big ups to everyone. You know, look forward to bigger things and more competition in 2018. So that concludes our fantasy football. Oh, that's my baby. It's hard to just put that one away in the trunk. But we're going to move on to our first basketball fantasy league, which was started today. So, you know, look in the group if you haven't, and click on the link, add your team. So I don't know much about it. This is my first time. So we have two leagues. One is the Sports Talk Blacktop Games. I'm looking forward to that one, because that one's paid and it's $10, so it's not much. But one thing I like about fantasy football, about fantasy sports that are paid, it just shows when you pay for it, you show a commitment. If it's free, if it's like me, I don't really care about it. But if it's money, you have my attention at least for a little while. So our next league we have is our Sports Talk Pickup Game. Now this one here is for free, and it wasn't until this year and someone on the league staff actually brought it to my attention about having free leagues, because like I said earlier, I don't care about free. You know, to me, free is free. So, but a lot of people just don't want to put money on it. They don't have the time, or they just, they just against putting money on anything. So I understand that. So big ups to the league staff and everyone getting me to understand that. So moving forward, we will always have a free league in any fantasy sport that we do within the, watch this, Sports Talk with Friends Facebook group. So once again, look out for the post in the group. Join either group that may fit your character. If it's our paid fantasy basketball league for $10, or if it's our free league, join them. You know, you never know what type of relationship you may make within a group. So hey, just don't be negative Nancy. Oh, that's for a female. But hey, hopefully you get the picture. But just say something, post up, join the league, save a life. But man, that leads me to my next point. Next week, this upcoming week, we have a show added to the lineup, which is the Robinson Show. So I don't know if you've all have listened to some of our past shows, which was in the NBA Fantasy Football League weekly podcast shows, but this guy was always the one doing the Robinson Report, where he gave an actual analysis of each game, broke down the game for us, and actually gave his picks. So be on the lookout for this, because I'm definitely I'm a little excited about this. I don't know what to expect, but I expect big things, because this guy's done radio shows. He's actually written plenty of books. So you'll see some of his posts within a group. If you want to know him, comment on one of his posts. He's always posting in our group. So be on the lookout for the Robinson Show It's going to be every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Once again, it's the Robinson Show every Tuesday at 7 p.m. So be on the lookout for that, because that's what? That's one. I'm one. That's two. We have some other things coming down the pipeline. Might have some music podcast show. But as of right now, we always going to have this Sports Chatter podcast show airing every Friday at 7 o'clock. Then we're going to have the Robinson Show where, man, I don't know what he's going to have, but I know it's going to be a good show. It's going to be airing every Tuesday at 7 p.m. So be on the lookout for those things. And I know I'm speeding right everything. I'm just going through my notes. I'm just like, whoa, I'm almost to the end. But what they say, less is sometimes more. I heard that today in the workplace. I'm going to use that here. But our hot topic within the group, which, you know, not many posted on, so I might have to rethink, get back with the league staff, and we're going to figure some things out, get that hot topic going. But one of the hot topic this week was, should the NFL require teams to play all their starters, even if they're sitting, well, not even, but when they're sitting them for playoff purposes? Now, my opinion of this is, maybe back in the days where the league was so, it was just so hard-hitting. It was so gridiron. It's not gridiron anymore. It's more rule-regulated to where people won't get hurt, which I do appreciate that, because as a fantasy team owner, I want my studs and my stars to be playing for a while. So I get that. You know, back then when there were a lot of injuries, a lot of career-ending injuries in the NFL, in the league, I would understand sitting your players. But as a fantasy football owner and fantasy football team lives matter, that's all I really care about. Play them. I don't give a damn if you're trying to preserve them for the playoffs. What you paying them for? As a league, as a team owner, what are you playing? What are you paying your star players for? For them to sit on a bench so they can coast until the playoffs? I don't understand that. If you have a race car, you race it. If you stop it, that's the problem. It's always difficult about starting. The reason I can't drive a stick shift is because I can't get out of first gear. That's the hardest thing for me to do, is start. So I don't understand why teams nowadays, especially with all these rules and all these safety measures in place, why these teams are being allowed to actually sit their players, their star players. I don't get it. Hopefully someone in a group will, you know, post their opinion to whereas I can build an understanding. But as of right now, hey, if I got a workhorse, I got the workhorse to work. If I got a racehorse, you race. I got a race car, you better drive it fast. That's all I'm saying. You use it, you use your resources for what they're for. So I don't know. But that's just my opinion. And once again, be on the lookout for those hot topics, because every hot topic will be, hey, talked on our show, on the show on Friday night at 7 p.m. So within a group, we're actually doing daily trivia posts to where as you may win. Well, not you may win, but we do daily trivia and your name is entered in for a raffle to where we raffle off a gift card. So tonight, I was trying to find some cards, and I was like, what to raffle off? Starbucks card, Amazon card, Burger King card. And I couldn't figure out which card to raffle off. So we're just going to go with the $5 Burger King card. You know, no, I don't think you can buy anything at Burger King for $5. So, you know, we're going to do a $10 Burger King card. Get your Whopper Jr. Oh, wait, no, hold up, wait, that $10, you can actually get you a Whopper sandwich, Whopper combo on the strength of Sports Talk with Friends. So our names we have is Teddy, CJ, Joe, and Lee. Now, I've been trying to figure out how can we, or me, randomly pick these names. So, what I'm going to do is, hopefully you heard that paper. That was me trying to ruffle. So I got them in numerical order. I'm going to just write these numbers down. Excuse me. All right, that's one. I'm ripping these numbers off. That's two. That's three. That's four. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm about to go get my gram fam, my Grambling University cap. And I'm going to put these names in here, and I'm going to pull one. Oh, okay. So I pulled the number three. That guy's all, that guy get on my nerves. So, but the winner of our $10 Burger King gift card is Joe Hart. So be on the lookout in the group. We're going to give him a E, which is an electronic Burger King gift card for $10, which will be emailed to his email account. But hey, that concludes our show. You know, be on the lookout next week, Friday, this same time, 7 p.m. We're gonna have a little bit more to, more going on. But next week, Tuesday, 7 p.m. Be on the lookout for the Robinson Show. Hey, hey, hey. Why gig out? I don't know if y'all can hear that, but I'm going off. So, hey, 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 hey. But it's your boy, Uncle Leroy Jr., huh? Right, right. You know that sounds wrong. Hey. To that screw back in my college years. But hey, this is your boy Uncle Leroy Jr. signing off until next week. Holla back, look us up, Sports Talk with Friends, Facebook, and I'm out.